That Bible holds on like a disease. It holds on because one time you prayed and you got an answer. One time you read a scripture and you felt good. You'd have forgotten the times when you prayed and mom died. You prayed and daddy didn't come home. You prayed and your children didn't get any food. You prayed and your loved one was crushed in an accident. You prayed and your child got on dope. You forgot all those times. And I prayed to you, Jim Jones, and I didn't help you. No, because you're praying. If you get over and work with me, I'll help you. I'll show you how. I'm not saying I got all the power. If I had, I'd sure use it. But if it's a fact, the more energy you give me, the more you believe in me, the more I can do the work. It's the mystery of supply. But people won't give me much to work with. They sleep. Young people sleeping up and down the aisles. They don't care enough about old people that are stupefied. And I don't mean old people in years. Some of my own people don't care enough to stay awake. I care about you. I want you free. I don't want you lost at that final day when you pray and find out that it won't do you any good. That the kingdom of heaven is within. The word is in you. The only Christ that you're going to see is the Christ in you. That's your hope of glory. And if you don't get a hold of it, the man's going to come and going to take us away like the Jews in Germany who thought they were chosen people. He's going to run them in, going to run you in, and you're going to die in the same gas chambers. They got plans. I got them laying up there on my desk that we got because of some friend in government. We got something to consider. There's a plan already laid aside to put you in gas chambers. It's called King Alfred Plan. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. People don't want to think. I mean, they don't want to think. This is the last trip I'm going to take. I was happy for a minute because I got free. But then I get the bluntness. I get the bluntness. People are still not thinking. There'll be people before I finish tonight who'll say, when I go down the aisle, pray for me, Brother Jones. They'll do it. Say, Lord, bless you, Brother Jones. Lord means owner of slaves. Lord, can't have a Lord unless you got some serfs. You got to have slaves in order to have a Lord. And there'll be somebody say, Lord, they got us brainwashed, baby. Tell them you don't have to worry about honky, you don't have to worry about the man, you don't have to worry about old faith, because we're going to go by and by. You got shoes, I got shoes, and all God's children got shoes. But where are they going to give you the damn shoes? When you get to heaven. No food till you get to heaven. No shoes till you get to heaven. And next Sunday, our foolish people will be, open the water there, give them a little water there, pull down the plastic, and open the windows, let the breeze sweep across there, and they'll take care of that sweat. The pool, pull that curtain back off the pool, get it ready, because I'm going to take a swim. I don't know whether anybody can get baptized. I don't give a damn if you do or not. I'm going to take a swim. It's good to be here. See, the great danger about this kind of thing is that I demystify. Please don't get racket. Some people go back and they'll starve. They'll go back and they'll be old and lonely. Nobody will take care of them. Nobody will take them in. Ushers, get around with your envelopes. You know what to do. Now you've heard it, what I'm going to say. We're investing in your own food. Night. So move kind of slowly. I might still change her mind. She's on the edge. She's been brainwashed by old Fay Mickey Mouse's Bible. And she's on the edge. Will you hush? Sit down. Rest of you, sit down. Rest of you, sit down. You've gone over there. You kids have been good. Sit down. You kids don't need it. All you kids know it. You wonder what keeps those kids from smoking and drinking? Because they believe I'm God? Because I'm what? That's why they don't smoke or drink. They gave up on that God. They came here with their minds damaged from drugs. They came here in prison, unfair sentences. Judges, racist judges, that said, I'm going to put you away because you're a Negro. Or because you're poor. And I got down there and stopped it. That's why they're here. So they're a good, clean bunch. You ought to love, you see, religion made him clean. No, religion didn't make him clean. Jim Jones made him clean. Your religion can't get that many young people in church anymore. Do it. You know where a lot of them are tonight? Out making these magazines to try to win some of these people out of religion into real Christian revolution, Christian freedom. They're all going to work all night. That's why they're not here. Busload them out, putting things together. Huh. You get church people to do that? No, you won't get them to do that. Okay. Now the envelopes are here. You want food? I got a question. How many if you can lift your hand and say they've ever questioned why God would make people to worship him? Never questioned that in your mind? How many have ever questioned why God up in the sky would make people, when he was alone and could have stayed alone, to worship him? Have you ever questioned that? Look at the hands that don't question it. Never questioned it, huh? I'm the first one made you think. I can't believe that. How many ever questioned why there'd be a God, like the churches say up there, that would make people just to worship him? Never have, huh? I make myself clear. At least I've got not. Only a third of the folk in here that's saying that I'm making myself clear. Because I'm just taking an examination of myself anyway. That's why I'm doing that. I knew anyway. I wanted to prove it to the rest of you. I said, how many of you have ever questioned the stuff you've been taught, that there was a God up there who made people? He was so all-fired good, he made people because he was lonely, and he made a devil that could sin because he wanted to give people a choice. You understand what I'm saying? How many have ever had that question come to your mind? How many have ever questioned it? Well, young man, I think you'd question such a thing as that. You've never questioned that? Young as you are, I think you are, of course, maybe being white and never suffering as much as some blacks have. But these blacks have. Then they've been down on the knees, scraping the floors. Some poor whites have, too. I can look at you. Scraping the floors or sitting on the outdoor toilets or carrying the water like I used to. Saw my grandfather, and my five. Good man, laid there. Across the way was Millionaire Street. H.L. Miller lived on Millionaire Street. That day he had some kind of a carbuncle. You hearing what I'm saying? I'm glad I have these experiences, though. I'm glad. H.L. Miller called Dr. Parker, and Dr. Parker, come, take care of the carbuncle. Grandpa, they sent me with a note. Grandpa's kidneys had stopped. Dr. Parker says, I haven't got time. While my grandpa was dying, Dr. Parker was over on Millionaire Street taking care of a carbuncle. That's your damn system. That's your damn God you had. That's your damn religion you've got. It's taught you that, and it's still perpetuated by religion. Still perpetuated by it. The good shall have crowns, and you'll have more jewels in your crowns. You'll have so many cabins on a mountain. What kind of religion is that? I'd be ashamed to be a part of it. I don't want no crowns. I don't want no jewels. I want to see babies stop starving. I want to see babies stop dying. I want to see mothers stop like these mothers up here, like this one sitting here that was blind and couldn't see. I want to see them stop having to be lonely in their old years, like this precious one that sings and blesses me so. It was blind and couldn't see and had a sore on her leg that nobody healed for 15 years. Good God. Good God. I want to see a stop to that. What kind of God you've got, you say, in the sky? If he's got all power, he's got no power but you. You're his hands, you're his feet. No God in the world but in me and in you. That's why you need to stay around me and learn how to be God. Some of you need to just stay around because we need each other. Everybody. Every cell supplies the other cells. The head needs the leg, and the leg needs the knee joint, and the toenail needs the toe. Move. Good. Take your offering. I can tell you this offering will be about half what it normally is. And that's what people are. Scare them, they'll give you. Tell them to help hungry people, they won't give you a dime. Scare them, say, look at this precious woman, her senior year, she's young heart. She says, help them, help. You really know where it's at, dear. I'm talking to you. Yeah, you know where it's at. You know where it's at. She's not afraid to question. You want to get healed? Do you? Yeah, you want to get healed so you can go out of here. Well, I'll tell you when you're not taking up the offering. People who've not wanted to help others, like Mr. Griffith, he said, no, he's dead. Last week he died. He wouldn't let anybody help. Said this preacher, he's too dirty mouthed. Always talks about social gospel, helping others. Wouldn't let his wife give. He's dead. Mrs. Henry will be coming in tonight. She said, I got to go see my kin. I begged her last Sunday week. I said, don't go, Mrs. Henry. You need my protection. You got no business on Los Angeles streets. Is it true, Bertie? Is it true, Mike? I said, don't go. I said, I can't help your comings and goings. You'll be in trouble if you go out on the street. But my loved ones, I want to see them. I said, if you do, you'll have a catastrophe. Because I can see the future, you see. I don't bring catastrophe. I don't bring any catastrophe on you. Don't worry about it. I love my enemies. Better than anybody I know, anyway. Because I've had people right in here that once betrayed me and that found their way and learned they were wrong. And I took them back and treated them just like a long-lost brother or a long-lost son or daughter. And I was in South America feeding babies, hungry, starving babies, and people forgot I existed. I built the church and paid for it every penny myself and paid for that organ. And I went away just for 2 years and people forgot I existed. And I had my adopted babies and I had my wife and 200 babies to feed and nobody in this church sent me a dollar. And I'm glad for it. Taught me something. Taught me how to be God. Not depend upon people to clap for you. Not depend upon people to support you. To be God good. Be socialist because it's just good to be a socialist. Just good to be right. Just good to be nice. I'm glad for it. Don't ever feel bad. The ones of you that betrayed me, don't feel bad. You taught me the lessons I wanted to learn. All I ask is don't ever do to another what you did to me. Because while I was down there, I had to do some things I never wanted to have to do. Because babies were starving and I had to make choices. Married one woman. That's a good feeling, you know, to go when you're a kid. Now, I never had any religion. As I said, I put cow manure in the Bible, put my urine in a Catholic holy water. But I had enough goodness in me when I started looking in me and quit praying. I wouldn't get any girl pregnant. I knew that I could, and I wouldn't do that. So I didn't want to go out and do anything to any young girl. So I never had any relations till I got married. Married one woman, never knew a girl. Married one woman. The first night I had sex was the night I was with my wife, the first night of marriage. 13 years I lived that way. It wasn't because I didn't have sexual need, because my wife sure put up with plenty. It was usually sex every night. But it wasn't something I forced on her. She said that she liked it. And we did it. Then at the end of 13 years, I had to go to Brazil. I've learned since then, though, that women don't really want that. They want tender, loving care. They want companionship. They want warmth. My wife says, well, it's meaningful to me because it's you. She said, I wouldn't have sex with another human being for anything because it's just you. It's feeling. It's what you stand for. She said, it's communion with goodness. I'm saying what you've heard her say publicly. Because she was the first one to discuss sex. I wasn't the first one to do it. I went down to South America, and I had 200 babies crying, starving. And I rode home, and nobody sent me a dime. And I couldn't speak the language, because I was tired of my church not doing enough for people. My church was griping because we fed the hungry. We'd fix cabbage and beans. Sometimes, because I couldn't get any more money, I'd beat myself over the roads to get every bit of the money. And the help I got was Archie Ives to do the cooking in Ravina Bean. She sits back there. And they'd gripe every time the building would smell a little. Gripe every time. So they kicked the beams out. Beams went with me. Archie was almost crucified. I mean, they nailed him to the wall. Mary Cheddar couldn't handle it alone. About six of them. I don't know. Even Edie in those days, Edith Cordell didn't understand my teachings enough. She drifted back to that old Pentecostal church. I never did finish that sermon. I found her deeds and saved her life. He had them, and I told this doctor to act like he knew it because he found I had a superhuman gift. He said, I believe in it because I've seen it work. So he called him and said, we know you've got them. Where you've got them, bring them. And they got the police to accompany them. And those Pentecostals brought all the things they stole from her. Is it true? And laid them right in on my church. Come right up to my altar and laid them there so we wouldn't prosecute them. Dirty devils. I've seen more dirt out of religion. Every church in my town, my hometown in Indianapolis, every holiness church, one time or another, their preacher run off with some woman or raped some child, or like that big Capitol Avenue church, come into our nursing home with one of their older women, one of their younger women, who was a moron, weighed 450 pounds, and raped her and got her pregnant. Took her out, supposedly to prayer meeting, and got her pregnant. Bacchus or something his name. Church, you've been had. Head of the Baptist Federation, Dr. George Bedford, tried to get two of my young girls to go to the bed with him. We weren't there one meeting till he had his old lecherous, dirty mind at work. And you think I'm too dirty. Some of you right now. My mouth too dirty for you. Psh. If you ever get just as good as I am, this world will be a nice place to live in. The woman that just said wonderful, religion messed her up. She was an alcoholic and she was an informer. Now she's one of the biggest helpers I know. Takes in people. Last night, one taking a boy she didn't even know who's in trouble in the jail. When she came beating on that door, religion had messed her up, and she was an alcoholic, prostitute, and everything else. Religion didn't save you, did it? What saved you? Yeah. Beautiful. No more whoring around, no more drinking. Don't drink at all anymore. Sweet. I want to say, yes, clap for her. All right. When I was down there, I learned how to live. I couldn't hustle anybody else. I'd never sell a human body. I wouldn't defraud anybody. I wouldn't steal from anybody. This would be like Robin Hood. So when we saw no more food to feed babies, my wife and I said, we're going to have to hobnob a little bit. We're going to have to hobnob. And we got together and said, these 200 babies are worth our lives. Say, whoever gets the opportunity to do anything for money that won't hurt anybody, except the rich, we're going to do it. So I got invited to an ambassador's dinner because the woman had her eyes on me. And I'd never known one woman but my wife. I shouldn't give you this kind of stuff. That's good, but they use it against me. That's what I meant. But you're right, they need to hear it. So the woman showed interest, and little hearts kept coming before me, and little hungry babies kept being heard in my ears. I'd seen them die on the mountainside. I don't want to get into it because I'll cry, and I don't want to cry. I think crying is no gain. It's no gain. It won't help a hungry child. Get on with it. I ended up saying, well, if you want to go to bed that bad, how many hungry babies will you feed? And I found out she was pretty rich. Money was pretty easy with her. I said, I'll give $5,000 finally when it got through dickering. I said, you won't give it to me, but you'll take it to the orphanage with me. So I spent a night with that woman. I'd rather, you talk about dying on a cross. You say your Jesus died on a cross, and I know he did. I was there. But it wasn't nothing like that. That was the worst death I know. I've never liked the rich and the proud and the bigoted, conceited. When I got baptized that night, I lost my virtue for others. At the end of the long night, how's the hypodermis going, Marson? You're getting the people? How many have not yet going on the trip that needs the immunization? Put your hands. One. Anyone who's going to Mexico or but not to Seattle? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. About 33 or 30, I'd be safe to get 40. What is it? What? Ten of those out washing uniforms. That was a good socialist. While we sit in here, eat, kids washing uniforms instead of drinking or carousing around, out putting magazines together to get people free. Good kids. 50. I don't know of anything from Seattle to Mexico. We'll have to let someone call Seattle to see if there's anybody, because we'll have to have a nurse take some. You better take some just in case up there. Safe. She's this woman there too. She's just like me. She never known any man, never has, but me. That's my companion. You that know her, I'm sure most of you do. So we made that pact that whoever living a straight life was important to her, but she was willing to be the one if it was her, and me if it was me. So the next day, I took that mess of a woman with her white, I never will forget, their white skirt. She had a white skirt, pleated, clean. She was so dirty. I took her down that ghetto. She wanted to leave me about three blocks before it and says, you take the money. I said, no, ma'am, part of the bargain is that your money doesn't go to my hands, it goes to these people. I took her in that orphanage, and little children ran up to her wanting love, and she pulled that white dress away from them, like she was stepping through cow manure. She was too good. But life had given her the opportunity to buy a man she wanted for $5,000 for all night. That's what's made your father God. I've been through the mill. And I hope that none of you have to do what I've had to do. Take your hands, please. That's all I can tell about it tonight. I'm sorry, it's just too much to go through again.
job being God. It's a tough job. Nobody'd ever help me be God. Because that's all I could do to feed those babies. I begged you people to send me money, and you didn't send me any. I begged you to send it to the orphanage, and you didn't send it. I said, please feed hungry babies, and you didn't feed them. And I was alone, but nothing but me. So I fed them. Thank you. I'm not worrying over me, because I have died, you see. I don't live any longer. That's the key to being God. I have no ambitions. I've seen all of life I wish to see. There's no hidden secrets that it holds in allurement for me. All I want to see is people to stop suffering. There be no more war, no more pain, no more bigotry, no more death. I hated to see death. I saw my granddaddy die, and I prayed, and Dr. Parker was over on Millionaire Street. That's the name of the street in Lynn, Indiana, Millionaire Street. And Granddad died, choking on his own poisons. For 8 hours without a pill, the only satisfaction I had when I cursed God, and he smiled at me. The moment I cursed God, Granddaddy smiled at me. I said, there's nobody up there that would let anybody die like he died. Nobody. And I quit begging. Wasn't anybody to pray to. It made me God. Caused me to become your God. I stopped praying and I started working. And because I started working, hundreds are now free. But if you would do what I am, if you care like I cared, we could do so much more. If you quit depending upon me and make me a substitute for the sky God, and would just be as human as I am, because I'm just a human being that's studied to show myself approved, rightly dividing what? The word of truth. That's all you were ever supposed to do. That's the true scriptures. King James didn't get all the truth out. So how do you know what's true and what's error? Because I am pure mind. Logos, the word, means pure mind. My mind's pure. My mind is pure and holy as a driven snow.
You know we love you. When would you talk like that? You know we love you. We know you are God Almighty.
Child, you don't know more than God knows. I'm not questioning. I'm not questioning. You're nothing from you. Nothing from you, darling. You're just one of my senior children, and you work very nicely in the kitchen of your home and take care of the home. Nothing from you. I'm not calling for you. See, it's getting to an older person's heart, and I want to free that to you. I'm not talking to my older ones. You weren't there. You didn't betray me. You weren't there. You didn't do anything to betray me. So you don't worry. I'm talking to some of these young Aunt Janes and Uncle Toms. I'm talking to the ones who, she's up there past her 70, and she says, what can I do, Father? She heard me. She heard me, and it hurts her, and I don't want her hurt, because there's nothing more she can do. And there's nothing a lot of you can do in this room. You're working yourselves as hard as you can. But there's some new ones here that you're in and out on Wednesday night, and then you're in those churches on Sunday. You can help the heart of God Don't go back to those lying churches. Don't go back to them. Don't go back and lie and be lied to anymore. Come out from amongst the unclean thing. Be you a separate people. Become the body of God. It is written, you are the temples of the Holy Ghost. That means the temples of God are good, the temples of socialism. I didn't want to cry, and this is the effect of crying. It causes others to feel sorry. That's why I never cry. You never see me cry, because it only aggravates and hurts others. I'm crying over you, really, not me. I'm crying over the circumstances. I'm crying because here the greatest healer, the greatest father lover, that's what I mean, not romantic sexual lover, but the greatest father, greatest humanitarian, the kindest human being that's ever walked in our day, only has a handful of people by comparison to what he should have. And many of you are here tonight. How many are here to be baptized? How many came to be baptized? How many came to be baptized? Some of you are my good followers. It's good. Some, you came to be baptized. Because it's bigger than usual, isn't it? Our two minister sisters, you remember last Wednesday, wasn't this big. You came to have something done for you. And I am the entire reverse of that. I have lost my life that you might live. I gave up my life that you could live. That's how you become what I am. Quit seeking and start giving. Thank you. No, please. Please. I have no mood. Our hands clasped. It's very late, very late. Anyone in the city that's had anyone in Oakland, that's had anyone on 35th Street, that's had anyone, loved one, go to Europe recently, France, see me at the end of the meeting. I'm not going to, just see me at the end of the meeting. You know, I know things about your life that no one knows. Does anyone know of Fanny Wilson in Louisiana? Stand up, you're a stranger to me and I wish to speak something and have some help. Rosie? I don't know you.
Sir?
I don't know you personally, do I?
No, sir.
You're from Chatham, Louisiana.
That's right.
Country there. You're a Methodist.
Yes, sir.
I don't know you, but yet I do know you. Because I'm back in my office.
Sir.
I'm in the office of the only God there is. Who is Fanny to you?
My sister-in-law.
I see. Artist is your
brother. Yes, sir.
You've got a problem of blood pressure and sugar, just like your sister-in-law has a problem of sugar. Your sister-in-law has been in the hospital.
Yes, sir.
Some year ago, I think. Her doctor is Dr. Robinson.
That's right.
I've never been to Louisiana in my life.
Down there.
No, that's sure enough. I love to hear that. Sure enough. Well, sure enough, I'm going to stop the blood pressure and the diabetes that would have caused you to have a stroke. The pressure you've had in your head that would have caused you to have a stroke. I'm going to take it away right now because I care.
Thank you.
It's gone. Nurse will come back now with something privately to tell you. Nurses are all involved over there giving immunizations, are they? I have a registered nurse. Come here. Thank you, Janet. Some things you'll have to do following diet, child. Hands clasped. We'll tell you some things which you'll verify, and she'll tell you what you're going to say, because I am God. Socialism. Hands clasped. Nevis Sly, Bonnie Beck, please. Needed in the clinic, in the senior citizen, or in the office home, the office first here at the church. We have equal allowances for our babies here. We want every child to have the equal share. How many will give? And I think in 5 years we've been that successful. Never to see a casket in this building. To have conducted one funeral in that time. Those who go out and do evil, the reverse is true. Those who won't help me help others, something happens to you, inside you, that causes difficulty. So I would suggest, as the ushers come around with the plates again, that a few of you take thought of your conscience. But how many of the family, I'm just talking to the family, and I will give an extra dollar to help with the children's allowance. Because I give all the children at the end of this meeting, whatever the hour, override your thoughts and come back. I have things to do for you. Your first time here. And it takes an understanding of truth. When you understand that I am the truth of the truth, we'll set you free. Same time to Mrs. Anderson. Same thing to Dolly Myers. Same thing to Fanny Harris. I don't usually operate this way, but I've got to move quickly. So I want to get healed for you to go back to my old church. No, you can't get healed for me and go back to your old church. Once you get healed for me, you're supposed to stay healed in mind and body. I hope Steve Morrow will stay in this atmosphere. It will literally save your life. On down the line. Same if your name is Parker. Return. I'm making little notes that I must concentrate about. Not pray, meditate, concentrate. Override doubts, all of you, that I mention your names like this to return. Niles. Peterson. Gray. Bailey. Terry, Polly, yes, true. Some others I'd like to say to you, but you've got to come by faith. A couple of ladies back there I need to say something to, but Spirit spoke within me. They're capable of great things. You don't have to probe them to truth, so that's a compliment. That's a compliment. I don't have to say anything to you. I'm proding some because that's where we are. Mrs. Bowen, your first time, it's important that you return. Deeply, deeply, deeply important. Hands clasped. I promised, no. I know you're the strength of my vow, and if I have made this endeavor, which child in here has had gingivitis? October last year, gingivitis. I think that's the name, gingivitis. Who's had a child in here that's had this treatment, gingivitis? Antonio. Who's child Antonio? Who knows of such a child, Antonio? Okay. Hold it there. You see me with it after. Hands clasped. Love you forever, be kind, oh, and true. Usually I go into some detail. I'm not going into a lot of detail tonight. It's not necessary. Wouldn't make any difference anyway. The ones that believe me are going to believe me. The ones that don't, won't. You've been brainwashed that the devil can do good. Jesus said in the Bible, impossible. They called him the prince of devils. They called Jesus Beelzebub, the prince of devils. He said, devils can't cast out devils. Devils don't heal. But that's what you'll go away believing. You've got an answer for everything because they've washed your brain. You can call good evil and evil good. Ruby Dean, someone from Richmond, I believe. Ruby Dean. What? Could be. Who is Ruby? Hold on here, hold on here. Sister, I think I've got two. I've got two here. Back to you, brother, on 21st Street. Hands clasped. There's some things that needs to be done. Got two here. Back to you, brother, on 21st Street. Hands clasped. There's some things that needs to be done. What contract do you have with 161 5th Street?
Contact at
461 5th?
Yes.
Denise Williams. Who is Denise Williams?
Denise Williams? I don't know.
Some contact here that I... Let's see. In your home, I'm getting a lot of complex things because I'm really not getting... I have to put my mind into this thing and I'm not getting in there as much because I got some heavy things on me. I've preached the truth and that creates a lot of aggravation. I've got to put out more energy to override that aggravation. Do you have a beige phone?
Yes, I do.
I don't know. You've never been in your home, correct?
Right.
A Riviera car?
Yes.
Top black and bottom is gold?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Sure, I know. We know. Can I suggest that you eat no more Del Monte tomato sauce with onions? Don't ever use Shasta Cherry Cola. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You eat a lot of ground round meat.
Yes.
Don't do that. I'll talk to the nurse how we begin a great healing in your body. The nurse will come up. I'll tell her to come back and she'll tell you some things privately. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. She will also talk to you about things that will come out to you supernaturally as she comes down to you. Hands clasped. I would like to ask your indulgence. We are a people preparing ourselves for two iconoclastic contingencies, for two very real prophecies. One doesn't have to be a prophet to discern the times. When the Supreme Court this week reinforces
segregation and puts national approval that it's perfectly all right to have organizations that are segregated to people and discriminate against people on the basis of the color of their skin, I don't think that I have to remind you of the uncertainties of the times. But it is necessary. I notice some of you feel the freedom to move about and want to go outside. We cannot permit you to do so. For your security, we have arranged a certain procedure. We're not expecting a thing to happen, but we have arranged a certain procedure here which we conduct people across to the clinic, and we would not like anyone to interfere. We notice that many who are in our 90s up here, such as Ever, who cooks every day and makes some of that pie you're eating, you're 93, she's able to sit through a service entirely. Some of you who are younger, or you are supposed to be younger, you are not able to sit 20 minutes or 30. So something to consider. We have people who are able to do this in their 80s and 90s. And as you know, it's supposedly, physiologically, it becomes more difficult to retain one's voiding, to retain their liquid, their urine. It's more difficult as one gets older. But here it seems to be the case that some of you who are younger are really older mentally than those who are supposedly in more advanced years. So we would appreciate very much if you would follow our discipline. In the first place, we offer a great deal of protections. We give shots, immunizations. We give health examinations. We have arranged for medical people to come and take these usual things that cost you many, many hundreds of dollars. We arrange for the education of our youth. 60-some are in the process of an advanced education. I had made an apparent observation that some should be seated in the front, and I noticed that they are not keeping that. I have not changed my opinion one iota because you seem to sleep when you get back there. Now, I shall call your name if you don't know your name. We are going to have a discipline house. We do not mind your being with us if you wish to cooperate. But we know the day, the hour, the minute, the year when there will be a holocaust coming upon this land due to the aggrandizing capitalistic spirit and the error of man's judgment in electronic calculations. We know the time. And every prophecy that's been spoken is coming exactly to pass. We have the place of refuge deep in the earth that was told to us 3,000 miles before we got here, and no one else has ever found it, and no one will find it because it was meant for us. We've been in it. Members of this church, several women and men and children, have been in it. And we're going to be able to get down into that quarters for whatever reason. We know we'll have to get down there for an atomic holocaust. We had some film about this last evening. We keep pushing it, you see. We bombed the bridges adjacent to China today. China warned us that her national security is a threat. We have no consideration. We feel that God's on our side. That's the greatest danger of all, is this euphoria that God, the sky God, is on our side. So we continue to push our luck. And the error of miscalculation is so easy. You'll have to take care of this. The error of miscalculation is very easy. We know the young man that was in the Polaris submarine and left his advancement when he could have been a high officer. He saw near error due to a neurotic captain of the submarine. They go through an assimilated test each month in those Polaris submarines, just like it was war, in preparation to sending those 16 missiles that could destroy, those 16 missiles alone could destroy half of the Soviet population, wherever they're aimed now, Soviet or Chinese population. And on that particular occasion, there was a scuffle, and if it hadn't been for a sheer accident that their mechanism wasn't functioning, all those Polaris missiles would have gone. And he retired because they go through, everyone has to do their thing in the Polaris submarine, pushing their buttons, making their particular movements, and turning certain keys. But finally, the one last mechanism is the turning of the key by the captain. And if he's insane, he can turn the key and all will go. But they have to practice that month after month. Every month they have this assimilated test, as we heard with our own ears. They go through that month after month, preparing for the launching of all 16. And if the captain turns his, there's no way to cause a Polaris missile to stop. American capitalism believes in not worrying about human life, but specializing in overkill. So less than a third of our missiles have any equipment whatsoever to be stopped once in flight. And whatever, if you stop a missile in flight, you still have strontium 90 poured out wherever it goes, as we saw in Spain when those four bombs dropped on the Spanish dictatorship, the fascist nation there. And as I said, it's quite interesting to know that the fascists, who have been ruled by Franco, a racist, an anti-Semite, a heathen, the fascists have no really communications to inform them of what's going on, because the press is entirely controlled by the state. But they are more enlightened than we are, because the Spanish people rose up in arms and said, get your debris out of here. We had to take tons into the thousands of tons. Some of you people, you're no follower of mine. I never see you listen in 1 minute. You wander around and move about and talk around. You don't follow mine. Don't let me. I just want you to understand, I know my followers. Just because you're in this room doesn't make you a follower. And I'm not seeking followers. I'm seeking comrades. But you have to learn to follow before you can ever lead. You think I'm not with you. Don't be so mistaken. When you heard me call this woman out and heal her intimately, detail by detail, and then someone got in the way of the aura that I was sending to her, and I even named that woman and said, get out of the way. Who is that person that's not familiar to me? So don't think I'm not aware of you. I wear you, your games. I wear you the way you try to con me. And you think you can fool me. And I won't say a word. I just won't ring you up one night. You can just sit here and go on, but when the caravan gets ready, there'll be there's already an asterisk by your name. Don't call them. Now you can get that asterisk removed, but some of you are getting about two beside your name. I don't bother to detail every little problem of anarchy. I don't appreciate anarchy. Last night we saw the thousands of babies that are dying out there on that poster's me lie due to anarchists in this country that want to do their own thing. I want to get in a movement of free love. I want to express myself. By God, it is time that some people got together and united and were willing to subordinate themselves one to another. If we're going to stop poverty, war, and mass genocide, we've got no room for people to do their own thing anytime they please. We need some organization, and we need some discipline, and it's high time that you that think you're free, going out doing your thing, you're just an anarchist, and you're just as much a part of the problem as the warfare state, the military-industrial complex that's creating the napalm, bombing the children. While you're out smoking your weed and doing your thing, people are dying. So why don't you yield yourself? I'm an individualist just like everyone else. I don't like organization. I was much happier today down working with the animals, taking out maggots out of the ears of a little dog was brought to me just before service. Or working with one of the patients, taking the bowel, eliminating the excreta out of their bowels. It was compacted that she was so sick. That's my cup of tea. I'm a person of practical administration. I'm a tactical person. I'm a revolutionary in the sense that I like to be a doer, not a talker. And I don't like to be around people that just talk and listen. I'm an activist. And so I'm much happier taking the impaction out of that patient's bowels and taking those maggots out of the ears of the little animal. So I endure this. So some of the rest of you are going to have to endure it. This is not my cup of tea, but if we're able to do anything to save little children, or to make a force to trap an organization of some kind of energy level of any commitment whatsoever, we're going to have to get ourselves together, submit ourselves one to another, become our neighbor and our brother's keeper, and get a hold of this anarchy. I have more respect for a capitalist than I do an anarchist. How do people come in here? You come in here anarchist. You're going to do your thing. You're going to, no matter who it hurts, you get arrogant with the ushers because they won't let you do what you please, as one did a while ago. Get arrogant because they won't let you go out all over this grounds. We've got reason for rules, And if you had any kind of conscientiousness, you would know that people like us are a threat to the entire system. And there are people that would like to shoot you, and we ought to let you just walk. But in my personal presence, no harm can come to you. They've tried to shoot, they've tried to stab, and they put the knife in my chest as you saw a man do it, and it never went through my chest. It never even cut the shirt on my back. In my personal evolvement, in this socialist evolution that metaphysical minds call God, in this evolution that I have, you are able to find a protection. We ought to let some of you walk out there and get your posterior shot off, then you'd know what we're talking about. Brotherhood and democracy is foreign to the present system. They talk it, Hitler called about the Democratic Republic of Germany. A lot of people can use words. Words are easily used. But applicability is something else. And I did not realize I was going to say anything. I think I have said sufficiently in the sermon tonight. But for a little practical socialist application, some of you bug me with your anarchy. If others are seated who are 90 and 85 and 94 and 96 and sit patiently, not having the background of intellectual training or cultivation in the so-called higher schools of learning. I think they're usually more acquainted to lower schools than higher, but nonetheless they've been learned, you suppose they've been learned to think and to follow abstract principle or pragmatic consideration. Some of these folks just feel the emotion or the warmth, or they know that Father Jones will go over and heal them when they're sick, or nurse them, or take their impaction out of their bowels, or work with their infection on their foot, or take care of the little animals. But they sit here conscientiously, not understanding a living word I say, respecting me because I'm a person. And some of you people that think you have got some white skin and a little bit of education that gives you all the freedom in the world, you make me want to puke. And I'm going to hit right down where it is. And I know that some black people who get a little lighter, they think they're a little bit better than other blacks. I want you to know this, that your crap smells just like mine, and you better act like you're just an ordinary person in this room, because we're not going to make any special consideration for you. I don't care where you come from. See, I don't know about that kind of language. Jesus talked about it. Paul said it. Now, the old-fashioned vulgar word in the Hebrew for crap was dung. D-U-N-G. Paul said, I count everything but dung. All things dung that I might apprehend Christ. So I'm using the little practical words to get through some of your hard heads. Now, crap is a better word than dung was in the Hebrew. So I shall not go down to that lower word, which is not necessarily going to be appetizing. And I managed to get your attention because you all know what it is. You may be so holy, but you quiet down when I get on these words. You know what these words are. But folks, it's going to take discipline. Here we had the thoughts of a woman's mind brought out. Last night we were discussing this about the Hiroshima thing and what she'd seen. And the terrible things. Eyeballs melted into their face. Little children with nothing but burns. And still dying in Hiroshima. Still dying in Nagasaki. The only, and then people said, Christian nation, it won't happen to us, we're Christian. Nagasaki was the most Christian city in the Near East, in the Far East. And they showed the pictures last night of the Christian churches that were burned down to the melted, the statues of Jesus, the crosses melted down like lava. America's got a false sense of security. She's too fat, too content. She's too materialistic, and the bombs never hit her shores. We'd have been better off in World War II if a few had hit us, because we think we're immune, and that's dangerous. It makes us very careless. That's why we push our big gun all over the country and all over the world. We block harbors, cause generals like the commander of the Marine Corps to resign, General Shoup, because he said, I do not want to be a part of a criminal effort for the military-industrial complex. The commander of your United States Marines said that there's nothing but dirty, dollar-grubbing, capitalistic fingers in Vietnam. We were never there to bring freedom. We were never there to protect those people from communism. He said they were there only to rob the tungsten, the tin, and the rubber, and so forth. He said, I've been a baron, a robber on three continents for U.S. Steel, Standard Oil, and those some other companies that we don't need to mention. That's what the general of the commander of the United States Marine Corps, the top man, said. General Ridgway, General Clark, Hugh Hester, and Rear Admiral True, and all these generals that have resigned rather than be a part of this murder that's going on over there. We mine harbors. We blow up little babies this last week, and we just go on with our sky god religion. Don't want to do anything to build a better world, make the kingdom of heaven a reality here on earth, to build an apostolic socialism as it was on the day of the New Testament. When this week alone, we read the paper and said an accident killed 70-some young people. They were napalmed by an accident. Teachers and children were napalmed. Our own side and some of our own boys were napalmed. BBC said last night, I left here somewhat after 4 o'clock counseling. BBC said early in the morning, I didn't even hit the bed. BBC said that already what Congressman McCloskey has told you, that our prisoners of war are in every one of their hamlets because their people are being bombed so badly. Walter Cronkite showed you just the day before yesterday the entire terror of what we're doing. Showed a school, showed an orphanage, showed a hospital that had been bombed to powder. I'm talking about the network Walter Cronkite showed it on your TV, and they don't tell you the whole story. You have to go back there and see a brave reporter like the Life Man, and Life's now about to go out of business, and see the pictures of a grandmother that was murdered by the command of captains and colonels. We let Lieutenant Calla take it, but he was just the scapegoat. News of network, every network said that it was known clear up to the top brass. Here's a grandmother that was murdered because she tried to protect her granddaughter from being raped. She was 12 years old, protecting her from being raped by our soldiers. She still got raped, and then they tie her to the tree. It's back there by the restroom door, and it shows you babies being shot in midair, eyes being poked out. This we're doing while you sit here and think that you're going to wander in to freedom. You think you're going to do your own thing and get to freedom. This system is organized to the nth degree against you. And if you don't get a corresponding organization to build apostolic socialism, whatever name you want to call it, freedom, liberation of the third world, whatever name you choose to give it, if you don't give of yourself and discipline yourself, you're a murderer, you're a traitor, you're worse than all the killers that are making the napalm, because you know better. Now, I've been on a fast for somewhat 60 hours or so, not taking anything in my body except this liquid here. And as you see, nothing nourishing in that liquid. Because I want to acquaint myself with the sorrows of people that was mentioned on the news this week. I want to acquaint it even more, and I don't think I lack in the areas that some of you do, because I'm certainly sensitive to suffering. But I want to acquaint myself to the feelings of starvation that Cronkite said was going on by the thousands each day due to our bombing. We have bombed their rice paddies. We have destroyed their way of making a living. And still they fight on. It was a fact of truth that Vietnam was one Vietnam, and the capitalists divided it. The warmongering French that we supported, they divided it. And we promised them that Ho Chi Minh, their leader, could be returned by the voice of the people by 1956. And General Eisenhower said himself, we had to break that promise. We made a lie for the security of the corporate interest of the United States. So there is no war over there for freedom. While you're sitting here in comparative ease, people are suffering. People are dying. And I want to acquaint myself with this feeling. And as I said, this system cares not a bit for its sons, because the British Broadcasting Company said what Congressman McCloskey had suggested is true, that there is a prisoner of war, an American prisoner of war, in every one of these villages. It's the only way they hope that they'll be able to stop the bombing, and we have not reduced the bombing one bit. BBC says Washington knows it, and we still continue to bomb, and 700 of our boys are in each one of these villages under these bombs. This military system cares not one bit for your hind end or mine. It does not mind to grind you into powder. All it cares about is the almighty dollar, this Baalism of worship of money, and it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. It's harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of socialism, the kingdom of God, than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. So we are by necessity, madam, whether you like it back there or not, we are anti-rich, and we shall remain anti-rich, for rich cannot enter the kingdom of God. I did not ask you to come in here. I don't know how some of you people get in this door anyway. You act like you must be lost. We are trying to mind our own business. If you want to come in here and hear this that turned the world upside down under Jesus in the sonship degree, if you want to come and hear a great revival, a great revolution, then come along. If you don't, get out. If you're phony and straight and you can't stand a little change in your ways, then leave us alone. We're not bothering you. Why don't you go and leave us alone? Hear a girl, an Indian girl of my background, speak of the horrors of what's been going on in the name of rich rulers. The murder of a people, the giving of smallpox blankets from the body of dead American soldiers to wipe out all the Indians of the Northwest. That's history, child. We've just been lied to. They didn't put that in the history book, she told that. Preachers have lied. The teachers have lied. It's the old song that Robeson used to sing, and they put him out of business. The greatest voice in America. He sang that song, and it so disgusted the power structure that he was discredited all over the land. He said, it ain't necessarily so. The things that your Bible, the things that your preacher, the things that your teachers are liable to say to you, the thing that the preacher is liable to teach you, the thing that the Bible is liable to teach you, it ain't necessarily so. They have written lies to us. They've handed us down lies. My people at the Battle of Wounded Knee were worshiping the one great spirit. That's why I have this involvement. Christian historic institutions didn't help me raise the dead. It's that that have come down through the genes of my background. I'll take that and mumble over it. Some of you that are Christians in the institutional sense. But our people were on their way to the, just coming out this last few months, the Battle of Wounded Knee. It was a battle, all right. Our people were quietly making a religious pilgrimage. Down came the general. Down came the likes of Custer. Murdered them to the last child. Cut the inward parts of our babies. Cut the breast off. Stretched them on saddleback. Used ploys of those that had learned the Indian language to beckon them out of the caves so they could even murder the last child. We have a book if you want it, and I'll not bother you. Some of you people wouldn't read it if I were to suggest it, but we have a book that tells all that the Indian people have gone through by the hands of Christianity, by the hands of Western civilization, by the hands of the Bible toters. Who was the hangman throughout the West? The preacher, the itinerary preacher. He was also the preacher on Sunday and the hangman on Saturday night. He hanged thousands of Negro without trial. Thousands of poor whites without trial. Thousands of Indians were murdered in the name of Christianity. That's why I say get my little pamphlet of information about the letter killing. The Bible kills. It's a death. If you want to put me in that institutional label and knot hole, you can't put me there. I'm not another one of those freaks. Every religion in the world says God is love. God is justice. We know what makes justice, a socialistic sharing that controls the means of production. We know that man has evolved. He's grown up a little bit. Very little. I look at our monkey that runs free, and I see man as he was, primitive, rebellious. Oh, I'm not related to monkey. What about that tailbone you always talking about aching? I'm not talking about you descended from the monkey. I think maybe, like the monkey said, he ascended from us. Because the monkey's much more cooperative in a lot of ways than humans are. But your aching tailbone's there. We had one sister here that I had healed that had a tailbone that long. And your tailbone, through the genetic process, you look in the study of any kind of laboratory science, you'll see how we go through every stage. The embryo look like the fish. We go right up, graduate from every little thing on up. I know you say, well, I don't believe that. Because why don't you believe? Because King James told you it wasn't so. Anything King James said wasn't so, you don't believe. But King James was the man that took early Americans and ordered them by his command to be murdered white, and took the blacks on the first good ship, Jesus, out of slavery in chains. He took you. You that are so concerned that you want to protect King James, he was so concerned about your grandmothers that he threw them overboard if they were pregnant. You're so concerned about King James, and that's the only reason. And you know why the church fights the spirit of growth. That's what evolution means, growth, maturing, becoming perfect. You know why they fight that? Because they just know it put a lot of preachers out of business, and they can't stand it. They can't stand it. Put them out of business. They've got one thing only. They haven't got good works. Nobody would come to them because they're nice. The majority of them, except there's a little preachers here that I, a couple of ladies back there and the brothers on this staff who are kindly people. Most people wouldn't go to preachers being nice. They threw out Mrs. Fisher, and we had to take her in at 4 o'clock in the morning. She'd been a member of that Baptist church for 17 or 18 years, paid her tithes regularly, but when she lost her home, get out. When she got burned out, nobody will help. Every one of these churches send us their children, send us their poor, send us their needy, send us their older people. After they've used them and wrung them out like an orange, taking the last bit of juice, they send them up to Jones to take care of them. We're glad to get them because they make wonderful people, because they get their eyes open then. But you see, preachers don't have a thing to offer. They got a black book, and that's all they got. A black book, which, according to even King James, he didn't get all the truth out of there. He didn't take all the truths of God away. Even there it says in 2 Corinthians 3 that it will kill. The letter will kill, and the spirit will make alive, or the Bible kills, or love makes alive. It's still there, so obvious. People sit here and don't get nervous. I've got two or three people back there nervous because I just about a monkey. I didn't mean to talk about monkeys. I got more important things to talk about than monkeys. But you have been brainwashed. Now, I want you to know when that monkey gets down there and opens that car door, and at 6 o'clock, if he didn't get in to his home, we're in our house down there, the people's house. It's not my house because I have a lady there that I raised from the dead who's in her 70s that I've kept healed, took cancer out of the body. I've got all kinds of children who are legally and not adopted legally living there, so it's not my house. It's the people's house. But in the people's house, there's an owl and there's a monkey and there's cats, 36 cats and 7 dogs and a snake running around someplace. All kinds of things in that house. And we get along together. But if that monkey doesn't get inside at 6 o'clock, he starts acting like a lot of people. He gets inside, he'll open the car and get inside and blow the horn. And if he don't get the horn blew tonight, nobody paid any attention to him. So he just broke the mirror right off that car. The little old thing, no bigger than that. He just took that side mirror and went, boom, broke it off. If you folks going to ignore me, I'm going to show you. And you know some of our folk come in here, they say these straight holiness people, they're not known, they don't know quite how to act. And they come in there holding their ice cream or their cake, and he's a clever fella. He can lope off that roof, make a leave and dive, and never stop, pick up your piece of pie and not leave a crumb on your hand and hit the ground. I don't know whether you need to say the monkey needs to learn from us or we need to learn from the monkey. I mean, he did that to Sister Leroy, who was our secretary. He reached down, got her ice cream right out of the cone. Got it right out of the cone in one dip without touching her hand and went right to the ground. That's clever. He breaks out of any cage. There's no cage. There's no chain. There's nothing to keep him. He can open anything you want to name. His little fingers, he's got 5 just like you and got a thumb. And he's got the tail, which I wish I had, because the way he can use that tail and flip around and whirl around through those trees. We lost something when we lost our tail. We got too lazy, you know. Got TV. Ah, hallelujah. Some of you folks, you don't believe you ever had a tail. You don't ever believe you had a tail, but it's right down there between you. You read it. You've been talking about your tailbone long you've been living. I hurt my tailbone. Look at it on the skeleton. It's sticking right out there. That's the beauty of it. We evolve from the little things on up
through the animal, the vegetable, the mineral, up to the human, and then the human to the extraterrestrial, the extra-dimensional, our God. There's no end to growth. There's no end to evolution. That's the beauty of life. That's what makes it so thrilling. I said in 7 days, 6 days, you said that the earth was made. God made the heavens and earth in 6 days. Now, are you sure of that? You go back there and read King James. He's got vegetables growing for the sunshine. Go back and read the book, honey. Don't look nasty at me. Don't look like you want to spit on my nose. Just go back and read it. You got vegetables growing in the King James Bible before the sunshine. You know nothing going to grow without sun. Chlorophyll is a very value of life. That's why I try to get some of you to use my herbs. I've cured cancer with it. Yes, I have. Did it. Cured it with a lot of these natural things. But nobody, folks, you won't bother that. You want to say, hear what the Spirit says. I want to hear some more scripture, more preaching. Well, scripture means scriptura, a letter of love. And I'm giving you some letters of love. Anything that will set you free is loving, if you listen. Now, how do we get on the monkey? I was saying something about discipline. And we got off. And man talked about evolution. And man hasn't, I don't know, my particular point was, some of you get so hung up. I don't know why you get hung up over things like that. I'm amazed, really, that people have been able to keep science so darkened even in our day. But it's still a primitive hold. And the only reason you hold on those things is the black book. You say, I don't believe it. You say, it takes away from God. Don't take a thing away from God. In the beginning was the Word. I don't care whether you trace this back to Adam, who couldn't have been the first man. First place, that doesn't say he was. One Bible verse says it, but it says, go forth and replenish, which means fill again. So if he was the first, you don't have to go fill it again. Somebody had been on it before he was. It said, replenish the earth, didn't it say it? It's the awful thing to get folks to just one little truth. You got to go all the way around the barn, get them in the door. Got to pick up all this manure and get it assimilated in the right place so you'll be able to understand what we're talking about. In the second place, anybody knows if he's the first man, and then out of his rib came male chauvinism, made a woman. That's what women's trouble been all along, been that book. Keep silent in all the churches. You women back there, I believe the book. That sister back there grimacing at me. Do you believe the Bible? Then I want you, sister, to shut your mouth from now on. Because the Bible says, let you keep silent in all of the churches. Suffer not a woman to teach. The best teachers I've ever heard were women. Best freedom fighters I know. The people that make this work move. The ones that helped me move pianos yesterday and furniture, with the exception of Brother Block, who's in advanced years, were women. They were helping me lift the dirt and debris and move big items of furniture. I don't know where the church would be if the women had kept silent. But the Bible says for you not to teach, not to even speak in all the churches. And if you want to ask a question, go home and ask your husband if you can find him or if he hasn't been killed by the system. And then, all right, down, not to fear. Just breathe 40 times and think on me, and they'll be chipmunk tomorrow. I'll be back here with us Thursday night. Sister thinks she's dying, but I know God's socialism's evolved too much for any one of my followers to die. Hey, God Almighty! So glad. Now, you may not want to take the monkey preacher. You may not like me with my tailbone. You may not like this nigger sitting here, but when you get ready to die, you'll be hunting this nigger up. I know you will. Ah, yes, I know you will. You like to keep your ideas till you get down in trouble or get hungry or get sick, and then you come over and look this nigger up. I know you will. I see we got some folk here who don't know they're niggers still. Why, if you didn't know you was a nigger, honey, nigger means to be treated niggardly, to be low-rated. And we haven't been, honey, we've been low-rated. They've castrated everything practically but our hair. They sure got everything about cut off. We are the poor. We don't know where the next day. If we weren't here together, some of you wouldn't have a nurse to take care of you. One of our sisters, I run my staff of nurses in there this week. She said I would have died. No, but she didn't even remember. But we run in there and gave her baths and took care of her. And she said, what would I have done? What would you do? Your insurance won't cover you. You've got little old technical phrases. You get into certain illnesses, you have to go to intensive care. If you have to have special nurses, there are no special nurses for you. You better be a VIP. They still put it on the charts. I've been a departmental head in a hospital. You better be a big shot or you roll into a hospital and you die. They'll still let you die. That's why I want you to get up here and organize. I don't like religion. I don't care whether you like religion or not. Do you like to take care of one another? Do you like looking after each other? We've got the supervisor, the superintendent of nurses in our charge of the hospital. We've got a supervisor on every floor. We've got a nurse in every room. We've got a nurse in the surgery. So they better operate on you right. If you don't happen to get in contact with me and they do have to operate on you, it won't be like the sister downtown that had the sutures had to be undone and reoperated because they lost some sponges inside of her belly because two doctors wanted to get out and call. In socialist countries, they'll take 12 doctors and work together to perform an operation, as we saw the picture here. And our doctor went back and was really credulous, hostile against any kind of apostolic or equalitarian or socialist of you. And he said, I amaze me. See, doctors who will not give a concern about dollars and just work for the sake of helping people. 12 doctors took that great big 90-pound growth out of a woman without even a knife, using acupuncture. Acupuncture. Just feeling it away. You can't get it. They time themselves in. You've got so much time to get that operation, and that's the way they work, baby. And they won't get any auxiliary help because they look at your insurance. I've heard them talk. My professional nurses can lift their hand and say it's true. You that are nursing, they're going to get it done with whatever price your insurance allows. And if they don't have any provision for special help, you don't get any special help. You just have to take your risk. You didn't know any hope till you got here. We've taken in the hospitals. We've got into the probation departments. We've got into the welfare services where we heard welfare workers stand and laugh over somebody's baby dying. Or stand and talk about shooting. Well, I said going to all of them, not compromising, but at least it's comforting to know we've got several social workers that have crept into our welfare department to know what's going on. We've made them live straight. That laughed over taking the food and stealing it and sharing surplus foods and letting people go hungry. That stopped because God, socialism, has come in this nigger body on the scene. I want to address myself to that Aunt Jane back there. Don't think you're a nigger. Are you low rated? Can you get in the best hospital? Can you get in the best home? Can you get in the nicest neighborhood? Can you get the best job? Haven't you worked your knees to the bone? Then, my honey, you're a nigger just like me. Nobody gonna get cured. If you want to face the fact you got cancer, you can't get it out of you. We're gonna have to face that we are the oppressed, and Christ, the anointing, which means revolution, has come to those that are in captivity, to those that are bound, to those that are not free, to those that are the niggers. He has come to set us free, to lift us up out of our lacks and wants and limitations, out of our economic and social servitude, out of our racial exploitation, into the freedom of total socialization. In order to do this, child, it's taken cooperation. Takes us to be up all night last night. Planning. We had to train people to get in jobs where they could purchase things wholesale for the days ahead for you. Some of us have organized and worked with less than an hour's sleep for the last 10 years that we were able to help the political prisoners get their trials. Older men and women, white and black, that have been arrested under false pretenses. I've walked into the courtroom many times. The two attorneys here can attest. We have a deputy attorney and counsel from one of the county next to us, and the assistant district attorney is a member of our church here, where they'll put you in a mass kangaroo court, a night court.
Here's your government. Here's your government.